Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Great message came in a couple days ago from our girl who didn't want us to use her name, but she's in a situation where she met a guy who she thought she was head over heels for. Then found out he was very passionate about his beliefs when it comes to this one topic. And she's pretty sure this isn't something she might be willing to move past for a number of reasons. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. How many of you have found yourself in a new relationship where it's going great, you like the person, and all of a sudden it comes to a screeching halt? Well, our friend here, who we'll call Allison, just found out the guy who she's been sleeping with and really saw a future with is a flat earther.
God, that's so tough.
This dude, with his entire being, truly believes the earth is flat. And according to her, that was enough to pause and reevaluate the relationship. Here's the entire message she sent us. Allison writes, Moose and Breezy, I listen to you guys each morning, was wondering if you would be willing to air my message. Couple months ago, I met a guy that my coworker introduced me to. Awesome guy, super sweet. We get along great. We have been seeing each other for 2 to 3 months, and one night out of nowhere, he starts telling me that dinosaurs never existed and that the earth is actually flat.
Sure.
Right, no, of course. He decided that he no longer trusts science and that anyone who actually thinks the earth is round has got it all wrong. The conversation actually blew me away. And the first thing that came to my mind was, if I introduce him to my close friends and family, are they all going to think he's insane? I was so bummed to hear him say all of this because it's the opposite of my beliefs and how I feel. I really didn't know what to say. And I'm not a dumb person, mind you, but I was not prepared to debate this or have an argument. You can't do it. When we have talked about this, he says I'm being dismissive and unfair, and that if I really cared, I would listen to him instead of just dismissing what he thinks could be real. I don't know what to do because this has been a big issue for us lately, and I'm afraid of just accepting his new beliefs just so we can still be together. It feels dumb to lose him over something like this, but at the same time, I'm afraid that this roller coaster doesn't end here. Would be open to hearing other people's thoughts on this dilemma. Thank you, Moose and Breeze. 585-252-9800. Allison, you got to admit to yourself that you're with a moron.
Yeah.
Do you want to be with a moron?
Also, like,
an aggressive one at that?
You gotta take this into consideration. Say you do push it under the rug. Say you do look past it. This man, if you choose to progress with him, which, I mean, let's be honest, we're at a point in our life where we're either dating to get married or not dating at all, right?
Sure.
Like, maybe marriage isn't your jam, but like to be with this person long term.
You're officially dating with intent.
Correct. Great way to put it. You have children with this man and now he's teaching your kids his beliefs.
Listen, I don't think it's not dumb at all for a relationship to end over this. At least you are finding out now. Because imagine marrying this guy and then he gets super into whatever next conspiracy theory gets popular. You want to be associated with that, Allison?
No.
Let's go over to Claire. In my personal experience, people who believe in conspiracy theories are not interested in a balanced point of view. It is not about facts, data, or reasoning. They just want to try and prove people wrong and enjoy hearing themselves speak.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because if you do call them out and tell them how ridiculous they sound, they don't want to hear that. They just want you to hear everything that's going on in their head, and then that's it.
Right. They're only wanting to chat at you, not with you. They don't want to have a conversation. They just want to get their thoughts and opinions.
Right. There's no debate here. I'm right, you're wrong. No, sorry. My dad is a science professor, and if I ever brought a guy like this home who said, "Nice to meet you, did you know the earth is flat?" my dad would have a stroke. Yeah, sometimes you just got to call it. I don't know if this is...
What do you do for a living? I'm an earth science teacher. Oh, know the earth is flat? It's actually not. They get in a fight, first meeting.
You realize there's no such thing as dinosaurs, right? They never existed. Tim says, please don't scramble your DNA with his. You gave it a shot. Why wait around for the next conspiracy theory? Also, I'm also going to guess he isn't vaccinated.
Yeah. So embarrassing to, like, be around your partner, around a group of people that share the same belief as you. And they're just going off on a tangent.
See, what's scary here?
I'm sorry. He's just really good in bed. I'm not sure.
Not to mention, Allison, it's only been 2 to 3 months. I mean, you could call it. Now would be a good time to do it.
2 to 3 months is not enough time to be putting up with that.
No, you got that right. That's why this is a relief that had this conversation so soon in the relationship. Now, let's picture this. You bring him out to dinner with your friends, and this is a conversation that came up. What would be the look on your friends' faces? Because everyone's entitled to their own beliefs and thoughts, but I'm not going to lie, he's going to sound absolutely ridiculous.
Correct.
Yes, Allison, break up. I've seen a few relationships go this way recently. People seem to have a desire to believe that science isn't real. Or if they just keep saying what they want to believe, it makes it true. I have happily dated people with different political views, but this isn't politics. This is just dumb. Tell them it was great meeting and good luck.
Yeah. So you need to this is how you word it. I feel as if you need to find someone or be with someone that you are more aligned with. And I just don't think that that person is me. I really like you as a person, but our beliefs are just too different. It's the same thing with like politics and all religion. I mean,
there are some conversations that are a little bit more believable than others when it comes to conspiracy theories. Has the government been covering up UFOs for decades? And yes, we can have a conversation about that. But the earth being flat? Stop. Come on. Let's go over to Tony. Tony says, I didn't know the earth was flat. I might have to look into this. Allison's boyfriend might be onto something. Tony, we're blocking your number. Courtney says, tell Allison not to feel too bad. I once dated a guy who thought it was called the specific ocean.
Right. Yes, of course.
Yes.
Not the specific ocean. As opposed to the non-specific ocean?
Yes, the specific ocean. One of the coldest oceans on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Right, of course.
Yeah, and that's just called dating so far down that you can't, there's no coming up from that.
I think it's time to raise the bar a little bit, don't you think?
Dating down isn't for you, Allison.
What a great name for a reality show.
What?
Dating down.
Dating down, yeah. Down in the trenches.
So, Allison, good luck to you. Go with your gut on this one. You know,
and your gut is run. I'll say it for you. Your gut is run.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. We, on the other hand, believe the earth is round. It's PXY Mornings.
Take PXY. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart.
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98
PXY. Vibrant color. Oratory skills. A deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
Yesterday being Memorial Day, I figured this would be a great film for us to act out and Breezy to bring in tomorrow for her big movie review. So you've never seen this film before?
Never.
We're going to act it out. 585-252-9800. If you happen to know the name of the movie, intern Joe's not
shout it out.
Intern Joe's no longer here, so I'm going to have to be director all over again.
No longer with us.
I'm going to have to do this late. Breezy, we are in the Vietnam War.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, so my character is trying to get your character to leave. We have a way out.
Where are we going?
Well, we're going to take a trip.
We're going to Taco Bell, of course.
The important thing is that we're leaving, and your character is refusing to go.
Okay.
Okay? You're not really yelling. You're not really screaming. It's more of a heartfelt scene.
Stubborn?
In a sense.
Okay.
Because your character is probably about 25 years older than my character.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to set the tone here and really be the method actress. I know you know how to be. And I got to tell you, each week you get a little bit better. Sometimes we go three steps back, one step forward, but what can you do?
Progress is not linear.
Lights, camera, and action. Hey, let's go. Let's get out of here.
What?
I got us a way out.
We had a where?
Vietnam. I called a friend. He's pulling some strings for us. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
I don't need to get out of Vietnam.
What? What are you talking about? What do you mean, man? Let's go. We got to get out of here.
I'm a war correspondent. Look around. This is war. Someone has to be here to see what's going on.
Dig a little deeper. Really, a little bit more emotional, okay?
You said he's like chill. So that's the role I'm playing. You can't change it up midway through the script.
Yeah. I get that. But it's just for a few days. Come on. You got to come with us. You can come back. You can always come back as soon as things cool down. Don't be dumb, Arthur. This ain't a war no more. It's a mass murder.
That's what war is, chick. It's one giant crime scene.
You serious? So you're just going to stay here alone by yourself and do what? Take pictures of dead bodies, of dead children?
Get on out of here, kid.
Goodbye, Arthur.
Hey, kid.
Huh?
Take care of yourself.
You too, Arthur.
Hey, kid.
Yeah?
When you get home, do me a favor.
Sure, what is it, Arthur? Tell me anything. What is it?
Take a bath. Sounds like Patrice talking to me.
Be careful, Arthur. Goodbye, my friend.
Ah.
In cut. I really like that. I think we really brought it this morning. I really feel that way. Do you feel it? You feel it in your bones and your groin?
Take a bath. That's literally just what my girlfriend says to me every day. So she's like, take a shower, please.
You do. You shower.
Do us all a favor. Please take a shower.
There are 7 days in a week. And out of those 7 days, Breezy will shower.
Twice. Oh, golly. These things happen.
Full Metal Jacket is not the name of that movie, but it is a good guess. I will say that much.
Definitely have watched that one, I think.
We did do it for Rooster Teeth Theater. That was definitely a little bit heavier. This film has some comedy in it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone asked if Zac Efron is in this film, and yes, you are correct.
Oh, is he?
He's the lead.
Before or after the jaw reconstruction surgery?
Oh, did he do that? What happened?
Oh my God.
I didn't know.
His head looks like a Lego. It's literally just a... He like got... I don't know if he got like a jaw reconstructive surgery or just like a lot of Botox. Changed his whole face.
Oh yeah. Well, he has been getting a little...
It's not great.
He's been getting a little work done. We will say that much. A couple of people know it's not Jurassic Park, but that's a really good guess. This person, yes, you do have it. Is it the greatest beer run ever?
Yeah. When I saw the title of this movie, I was like, it was giving Cheech and Chong for me. You know what I mean? But that's simply not the vibe.
No, it's not. The greatest beer run ever, if you haven't seen it. It's not an old movie. This is 2022, but it's a film and book that was actually based off a true story of John Chickie Donahue. He traveled all the way to the Vietnam War in 1967 to deliver Pabst Blue Ribbon beer to his friends and neighbors who were serving in the war.
Right.
Everyone thought he was like, do you have a death wish? No. In fact, he just wanted to, he wanted them to enjoy a beautiful, warm PBR.
Just want a cold one. You know, just a crack cold one.
They were definitely not cold. They're all warm and heated. It's disgusting.
Gross.
Nothing is worse than a warm beer. But it was the thought that counts. So Breezy, you're going to go home tonight, watch The Greatest Beer Run Ever, starring Zac Efron.
I love Zac Efron.
The very funny Bill Murray, and of course, Russell Crowe. It's a great cast.
All right. And then I will give it my best go.
Yeah, you'll bring it in tomorrow. And why don't we just save everyone the trouble and score it a 1.8 right now?
Actually, we absolutely crushed last week. So it was like a 5 out of 5.
No.
It was like 4.8.
What was the movie?
Can't remember.
Me either.
Always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. I don't know if this has happened to anybody else, but let's dive into Adriana's message really quick, shall we?
We shall.
Has this ever taken place to you on an airplane? You're minding your own business, and then someone with a child says, would you mind moving so my child could have the window seat?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mind. What? Hi, Moose and Breezy. I think this would be a really good discussion for your show because I see it happen all the time on planes. I was flying back to Rochester on Sunday, and a woman called me an a-hole after I insisted on sitting in the aisle seat that I paid an extra $52 for. She expected me to sit in the middle seat to accommodate her kid, who was sitting in the next row over, so she could be closer to him.
What?
After the flight attendant got involved, the woman looked at me and said, you are a complete a-hole. You obviously hate kids.
Oh my God.
I just smiled and said, have a great day.
Giving the guy that stopped his car yesterday for me.
People are so entitled.
So entitled.
It's like, okay, great.
I'm a parent.
I don't care where your kid is sitting.
I'm not, so. Like,
and I understand. Listen, can we all agree that this would have been a perfect opportunity for someone to teach this mom and her kid that she just can't always get everything you want in
but
life?
I,
like, get a grip.
Yeah, I think that's also, like, such a big factor in it as well. Like, by you doing that and people conforming, you're teaching your kid that people will just conform to your every waking need. And that's just simply not true.
There has been a time when I was flying so much that I gave in. When I was on an airplane, yeah, sure, your kid could have the window seat. I don't care. I'll sit in the middle. But unless you're flying Southwest or Spirit Airlines,
right,
there's a pretty good chance that you paid a certain amount of money to upgrade to that seat.
Correct.
So stop asking people to give up their window seat so your kid could sit there. If you want my window seat, yeah, Venmo me the $75 I paid to upgrade to sit there. Mm-hmm. Just send me the $75.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that, do you?
No.
Let's go over to... Hey guys, I flew last week and we had several families make a request to move seats so they could sit together. However, they did this through the stewardess, who then asked via intercom for volunteers. That would be the right way to request it.
Correct. I mean, like, listen.
Not be an a-hole like this woman was.
Taking matters into your own hands, like, there's a way to go about something that you have to run through all the proper channels to get it done correctly and ultimately get the outcome that you want. Like, if it comes down to them reworking the plane and they can do that for you, I'm sure they have processes in place for families who get split up or whatever the case may be. Now, to play devil's advocate here, in your case, is it easier for you to just move and give in than to hear a screaming child or a fussy child for however X amount of hours because they're more comfortable or amused or entertained at the window seat?
I'm petty enough where I'll hold out. I will have a miserable 4.5 hour flight if I have to. I just crank the AirPods up. That's what I do.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, those AirPod Pro Maxes, you don't hear anything on those flights.
The
noise-canceling headphones.
They're really great.
Oh, yeah. They really are. I think
my cousin, we went on a family vacation years back. It makes me uncomfortable because I'm not this person. And like I've said, I've never want to be part of the problem. But when people get it, especially on a Southwest flight, and they try to save two rows of seats, you're not doing it.
No,
it's not going to. I understand.
No.
You want to sit with your family and I get that. But that's not how it works.
Correct.
If the plane is full, good luck. It's probably not going to happen.
Right. And like, what are you doing? Planking across the three seats with your body? I'm so confused. How are you saving seats?
Hey guys, I agree. The whole issue would go away if everyone 100% of the time refused to change seats no matter what.
Also,
you got to put your foot down.
You know what else grinds my gears? It's like, if you really wanted to sit together or AKA not get separated from your family, then you'll go on with the last boarding person. Obviously, you're in different... It's a tier system, right?
Yeah.
But, like, if you really cared that much, you wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go on and save our seats and hope for the best. There's no say that you get that or not.
Krista says her lack of planning does not give her license to take your seat, especially if you paid for it.
Right.
Yeah, because Allison paid an extra $52 specifically so she could sit in the aisle.
Correct.
And she shouldn't have to give that up. I mean, I understand the mom wants to sit closer to her kid. Fine. But is that really on her shoulders now? Is that her responsibility?
Also, for the person who did pay for it, are you giving me my money back? No, you're not. Unless right then and there she Venmos me, I'm out.
Yeah. A couple people said the airlines are ridiculous for even allowing this to happen. Because when you start to get... the stewardess involved, and then they have to come over and play mediator.
Right.
That's the last thing they want to deal with.
Correct.
Is a bunch of adults fighting over what seat they want to sit in. It's ridiculous, and it's embarrassing.
Very much so.
You have an assigned seat, just go and sit there.
Right.
And I know some people are pissed. They're like, you'll understand when you have a kid and you have to fly with them. Well, then, you know what? Proper planning prevents poor performance.
True chains. Literally.
True chains. So, Allison, no, don't feel bad. You held your ground. If she wanted the seat that bad, $52, you could have put it in your pocket.
They would have figured it out.
They would have figured it out. 100%.
Do you think that, I mean, I know I did say this before, but do you respect someone more if they just ask you straight up or they go to the flight attendant or the person at the gate to rework it?
Ask me straight up. Because like I said, there's been situations where I felt bad. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. I'll sit in the middle. And I hate the middle seat.
Ugh.
Flying from PA to LA in the middle was a nightmare. And I was like, you know what? Karma is going to come back around eventually.
Never did.
Please, it never did?
Never did. It never did.
Hey, it's it's Devin's, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.